And now somebody who is prepared to speak to us, Dr. Emily Horwood, to tell us about the Engineering and Physical Science Research Council's activities.
Right, thank you, Peter, and thank you firstly to the organisers of this workshop for allowing me to speak here today. The Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council sponsored this event because we really feel it's important that UK researchers have collaborations with academics overseas. And it's at events of this type that those collaborations can be fostered. I work at EPSRC within the engineering programme, and I look after medical engineering and healthcare. What I just wanted to talk about today was firstly just to give you a very brief overview of the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council for those of you... Sorry, am I too quiet? Can you hear me now? Right. I wanted to start by just giving a brief overview of the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council for those of you who are not aware of the organisation, then talk about some of the funding that we give out for ageing and disability related research, and then just introduce you to some other funding options that are available that you might be interested in. The EPSRC is the largest of the seven UK research funding councils, and we get our money from the Department of Trade and Industry through the Office of Science and Technology. This pie chart shows the distribution of our funding for this year. We've been allocated £498 million, and over £400 million of that will be spent directly on research and training. I wanted to show you this graph, which has been taken from the healthcare sector brief that we produced earlier this year. And this shows the portfolio of healthcare research that EPSRC supports. Currently, we support 537 grants that are relevant to healthcare. And this shows a distribution of that portfolio broken down by disease type. And I just wanted to highlight that ageing-related issues do feature very highly on the healthcare portfolio of research that we support. We give support for research on ageing and disability at EPSRC through two main funding streams. Firstly, there's the Responsive Mode Programme. The Responsive Mode Programme is open at all times and there are no closing dates, and you can apply for a project for research in any area provided it falls within the Engineering Physical Sciences remit. It's fair to say that most projects submitted to EPSRC in this area would be considered by the healthcare panel. And this panel was introduced 2 years ago and is a cross-programme multidisciplinary panel, taking every single proposal that's submitted to EPSRC, provided it has a strong healthcare driver. We also have a managed programme in this area called the Extending Quality Life Programme, the EQUAL Programme. And currently we're working with the Medical Research Council, the Economic and Social Sciences Research Council, and the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council on a future joint council programme on ageing research. The EPSRC EQUAL programme aims to support research that will address the needs of the growing ageing and disabled population, and it does this through supporting multidisciplinary research. That is, we want teams of physical scientists and engineers working with experts from the social health and medical sciences. It's also mandatory for EQUAL research to have collaboration with relevant bodies, intermediaries, industry, healthcare providers, charities, voluntary organisations that can bring a user perspective to bear. And wherever appropriate, we encourage research to involve older people and disabled people directly in the research themselves. This slide just shows you the types of research that the EQUAL programme covers, and for example we have supported projects, one on the accessible public transport in rural areas. We have projects looking at how the design of both the indoor and the outdoor environment affects people's quality of life. We have inclusive design projects looking at producing guidelines for design professionals. We have a project looking at older users' perspectives on mobility aids. A few projects in the smart homes area looking at how to enable people to stay in their own homes for as long as possible, and projects in rehabilitation engineering. We've had four calls for proposals under the EQUAL programme to date, and the first three calls we funded 34 projects ranging from very small feasibility type projects to much larger multi-centre projects. And we have also supported a network for the Equal Programme, which Peter Lansley from Reading University, who will be talking later today, is the director of that network. We support networks to enable people to develop interdisciplinary collaborations and also to help disseminate the research outputs of the research that we support. There is a wealth of very relevant information on the Equal Programme on the network website, which is shown there. Through the fourth core, we were interested in supporting consortium-type proposals, larger groups of people, and we earmarked funding for six such consortium projects, and these are listed here. The one shown in black text will be starting sometime this year, and the two shown in grey are still in development. The IDGO project is concerned with how the design of the outdoor environment can affect older people's quality of life. The Supporting Independence project is looking at the deployment of existing telecare technology packages within three different housing situations. The Independent project is and development of technologies to support older people with dementia in their own homes. And the Smart Rehabilitation project is looking at the evaluation and development of systems to provide home-based or hospital-based rehabilitation. I also just wanted to tell you about a few other funding opportunities that EPSRC offers that you might be interested in. We do provide support to enable international collaboration. We have a visiting fellowship scheme. This scheme enables an applicant to apply for an eminent researcher from either elsewhere within the UK or overseas to visit their institutions for up to 12 months, and any salary for that visiting academic and travel and subsistence costs will be the funding can be used to pay for. We also offer small overseas travel grants to enable UK academics to travel overseas, primarily to develop international collaborations or to try out new techniques in different departments. And finally, we have the bilateral research workshops, sometimes called M plus N meetings. And here, this is where there is a meeting organised in the UK, and then a related meeting is also organised somewhere overseas. And EPSRC will pay for UK researchers to travel and stay at the country where the overseas workshop is being held, and we'll also provide funding for the UK meeting. There's also something called the Postdoctoral Mobility Scheme, which some of you may have heard of. This is a scheme that enables the transfer of research outputs between different academic disciplines, and the funding is usually used to pay for a researcher in the final stages of an EPSRC research project to spend usually a year in a department for a different academic discipline. Usually the awards are given to researchers working in a more basic scientific area such as physics, maths or chemistry into a more applied area such as engineering. And also, it also provides support for people working in the engineering and physical sciences to move into a life sciences department. Finally, I just wanted to tell you about the call that is presently out called Partnerships for Public Awareness. And I think this scheme is really relevant to this area. The research covered by the workshop is so relevant and interesting to the general public that we really should be exploiting this type of call for proposals. The deadline for that is September, and I have copies of the call with me if anybody's interested. Finally, this just shows a list of contact names at EPSRC most relevant to this area. There's myself and Lee, who look after the medical engineering programme. Elizabeth Hilton is the engineering programme manager, and Peter Hedges is the infrastructure and environment programme manager, and they're the budget holders. And finally, I just wanted to say that if you've got any questions relating to public awareness activities, overseas collaborations, or any research ideas, then please contact myself or one of my colleagues. Thank you.
Well, that was extremely interesting. Thank you very much for that, Emily. Any questions about the EPSRC? Yes, Professor Kitney, I'm going to...
I don't have a question, Peter. You can probably hear me. There may be some people in the room, because there are a lot of American visitors here, who don't realise that EPSRC is equivalent to National Science Foundation.
That's a good point. Sort of roughly equivalent.
Well, it's the UK version.
Yes. That's good. Thank you, Dick. Yes, Andrew.
was wondering if Emily could tell a bit more about the public awareness conference.
Do you want to stand up so people can hear you? The question is, what about the public awareness programme a bit more?
Right, that programme is for grant holders, current EPSRC grant holders, to apply for. There aren't any limits actually on what you can apply for, but to apply for funding that is specifically to disseminate the research outputs to a more general audience than academics. So it's for the general public, school children, people create things and take them into shopping centres and that sort of thing. It's directly for that sort of activity. And we do provide training in media and that sort of thing associated with those awards.
Thank you. And I guess we may hear something about the EU's involvement, European Union's involvement in public awareness. That is a very important element of this particular aspect of engineering. The Royal Academy has an initiative which it calls Facing Out, and it's designed to make the public more aware of the social contribution which engineers make to the quality of life. And this is a particular area, of course, engineering in ageing, independence and disability, where the public can very rapidly appreciate what the scientists and engineers are doing, which is of value. And it, of course, it encourages more money to come into the research areas and generally oils the wheels. So I think that we should be considering that particularly during, perhaps in the main conference, perhaps you'll have something on that.